So, Paul, first of all, let's start with team news issues, shall we?
Wow.
Nandwea.
Nandwea,
How's
yes.
he?
Trained this morning for the first time in since Rotherham, the game. So it's coming up for, we had 10, 12 days, so it's coming up for 2 weeks. First light session this morning, and he's come through it okay. So obviously, he becomes a yes in terms of Saturday. But unfortunately for our fans, in terms of how much a yes just remains to be seen. Because obviously we're down at Cheltenham Tuesday night and Bristol Rovers, and we've got Torquay away in there and one or two other tough fixtures. So, you know, we just must be careful.
How close do you believe he is then overall to being match fit and someone you would want to throw in every match and play him as much as you can?
I think the answer to your questions are he's come on for half a game against Wimbledon at home and changed the game along with Jack. He's then gone to Rotherham and come on for 20 minutes and made us a lot more effective than what we were there. He then hasn't trained since. So your answer to your question would be, I don't know.
What are you seeing from him aside from obviously the picture that we see on the field that gives you sort of encouragement about him for the future?
Yeah, I think it's important that he's shown them signs in training. You know, we'd look at the likes of Liam Coopers and, you know, Sam Aird and, you know, big Neil Trotman as good centre-halves at our level, you know, solid type of guys, and he caused them a lot of problems in training. You know, and I think if you can cause them guys types of problems in training, the likelihood is you can cause most defences in our league. Certainly what we've seen on the training pitch has been replicated in a game. Now, obviously, with the no training is disappointment, people can imagine, because we're not teaching them what we want. We're not teaching them positions to take up. So what we're seeing at the minute is the raw model of what we've got. Now, hopefully, within that raw model, there's a lot of development and improvement, which should lead to a really good player.
What about some of your other injured players or players that were absent last night, the other night? Togwell, how's his recovery?
Fit.
Fit.
How pleasing is that to have him available?
It's football manager. You want all players available. You know, one of the criticisms I offer of myself, and some of it self-inflicted, some of it not, the team's changing too much. There's no continuity. I think when people go back to when we first come into the club, I think we won four league games on the spin. You know, the likelihood is you're picking the same team and everything's great. But what happens when we lose a game? It's a disaster, and rightly so. So everything must change. We must just get a bit more focused to what we're doing. Now, one of the massive parts must be injuries and suspensions. Unfortunately for us, Craig Clay's now gone with a double hernia. You know, we can't do nothing about these things. I wish I could. We don't have this pool of players that we just dip into and make everything right. You know, so unfortunately for us, it's a time when everyone must focus together. You will always get a lot of negative people. You'll get a negative pub. That's the nature of the game. All managers get criticism. No one's beyond it. All supporters want to win games. You know, I have no problems with it, but we're just at a point now where we are in a little bit of a transitional period. You know, and we are going to be in a position to change things.
How long do you think Clay will be out for, knowing now that you know it's a double hernia?
I think it's 4 or 5 weeks, isn't it? The same as Tendai-Tariqa's one. You know, so there's nothing we can do about it. It's difficult for Craig, because obviously he's a lad whose contract's up as well. You know, and one, I think we must all respect with lads when contracts are up. You know, that can become a difficult time for a player as well.
That's an interesting one, isn't it, at the moment, that you have, please correct me if I'm wrong, was it 8 or 9 lads who are definitely contracted for next season? How much does that then become an issue for you from here on in?
I think it can become more of an issue for the players rather than for me, Carla, because what you've got to remember, if you haven't got a contract, you can find yourself. And then all of a sudden the feeling is, will he want me, won't he want me? Am I part of his plans, aren't I? You know, and I think that can become a frustrating and difficult time for the player. You know, as a manager, you'd ask all players to stay focused on the job. Be professional. You know, I'm a great believer in, if you've got that self-belief in yourself that, you know, normally if you're playing well, everything's all right. You know, and if you've got that belief in you that you're doing well, then you won't have a problem getting a contract. You know, if you're not doing so well and you don't have that belief and it's affecting your game, then the likelihood is you won't get a contract.
Because, I mean, well, obviously, players, a lot of players at this football club are now playing for their futures here, aren't they? And it's, in some respects, given the inconsistencies of form, some of them aren't really hitting the mark.
I think you've got to be careful, haven't you? We've got a lot of injuries. On Tuesday night, we put a midfield out with 4 19-year-olds in. So you've got to be really, really careful where you go. You know, we've all got some very good players at the club. We're not on a great run. There's no getting away from it. There's no one hiding. We've lost 2 games on the spin and we've drew one. So we haven't won for 3 games. Our record pre that is not winning too many in the previous. So no one's hiding behind how good it is. What we're not going to start doing is putting pressure on players whose contracts are up. That won't happen here. As I say to the players all the time, you go out on the field and you play well. Let your performance do the talking for you. Not what managers say or people say in the press. Performance are what get you the pay.
Is it a situation where, and I know you're not going to tell us as such, where your mind is made up about certain players, or are all bets still on, if you like, for next summer?
I try my best to be an open manager. One thing I don't like doing and discussing is discussing people's futures. I think that's very, very unfair in media and wherever else it might happen. You know, I'm not going to get involved in that. I'm manager of Chesterfield Football Club. I'm delighted to be manager of the club. I find it to be an honour. I really do, because all I think about is when we become successful, how good will it be here? So all my thoughts are about changing the club and making it good. Along the way, I will have to make changes. Anybody who sees that as a problem, it's a problem for them, it won't be for me.
Do you get the sense that with some of them that there is perhaps an edginess then about them? They are on edge at the minute.
Again, you know, you know, we're not scoring goals, so all of a sudden the focus goes right to Mark Richards. You know, we go back to Jack to come on the pitch and score all the time because no one else is doing it. So what we do, we revert to type. You know, unfortunately, all good teams have goals from areas of the pitch. Unfortunately for us, we're not getting it. And you can dress it up whatever way you want. You can say, well, he's good or he's whatever it is. You know, certainly for us, changing teams every week is not being beneficial to anyone. It's got no continuity. It's not giving lads time to build a relationship. It's no balance to us. You know, so that's the most important thing, that we get, you know, a style of play to go in and a balance to what we're doing. And we see the season out. Within that 12 games, there is plenty of opportunities for people to stand up and say, look, how good am I?
In some respects, as regards the playoffs, have you written that off now, or do you still think it's a possibility?
I only want to win at Dagenham on Saturday. That's all my focus is on. All week, the preparation, everything we do at this club is about preparing for the next game. That's all my focus is in. There's too much talk of playoffs. There's too much talk of then other people see the flip sides when they're at the bottom and the top. Unfortunately, everybody has a different view on football. I don't have it. When you have a view on football that you just want to win, you go about your business during the week, you train, you prepare, and then you take that into matches. And when you win football matches, you don't have to look at league tables because everything's all right.
It's interesting, isn't it, that with some of the supporters, and I know this was mentioned in the main press conference, that some, rather than looking up, looking over their shoulder now, what would you say perhaps to those fans?
Again, you know, we are in a point of transition. You know, the club lacks certain qualities within the squad, which is obviously goals. You know, as a team, we're not winning enough games. Certainly going forward, you know, you must be positive as you can be. You know, one thing at this football club, over a period of time, it must get success. Our chairman has ploughed a lot of money into this club. There is no getting away from it. He's supported by a board of directors that are equally as supportive. You know, going forward now, and I think it's been well documented, we are in a position where we have spent our money. Unfortunately for supporters, I can't do nothing about that. I'm not going to start getting in radio interviews and everything, pleading for this and pleading for that. Results change everything. Unfortunately for us, going forward, who's here and who's not here is quite irrelevant. We must have more goals in that football team. So I think people can understand, come the summer, we will bring more goals into the club.
Are you almost, in some respects, looking forward to that? Because you will have a clean slate. You will be able to get your hands on this squad and do with it, well, obviously within the financial constraints of any football club, what you want then. It will be yours to work with, and yours, when it starts the season in August, it'll be your squad.
I think one thing we must do is not look towards the end of the season. I think you'd be disrespectful of the season we're in now. When you have games to play and you've got an ability to win football matches, you can get to where you want to be. At the minute, we're not winning games, so we will get nowhere near it. So it starts with Dagenham Saturday. We focus on Dagenham and let everything else take care of itself as it comes along.
How do you assess them then? You went to watch them at Bradford. What was your impression?
Very good. Very, very, very surprised. They weren't overawed by the occasion, obviously, with Bradford coming off Wembley and a good, healthy crowd there. I thought Bradford would be too strong for them on the night. You know, and in terms of the game, it never happened like that. It never developed like that. Dagenham were always in the game. I think they missed a penalty on 50 minutes. They then scored a good goal and they only conceded a very late goal that looked offside. You know, so it would have been a very strong performance from Dagenham. You know, I think the new manager, Wayne, and I do know Wayne, has been given the job till the end of the season. You know, so it's a good start for him. And he'll be looking on Saturday's game as a game that he can win. You know, that's from their perspective and their point of view. You know, we must focus on ourselves. You know, there's certain things and stats that everyone can put up. You know, during the season, I don't believe stats lie. Do you know, we've scored 12 goals in 16 games away from home. So, we're not going to go to Dagenham and score six, are we? Because the stats tell you that. What we must do is prepare well, go down and win the game. Whatever way up we can, we must win that game. And we prepare properly for it. You know, and the bigger picture says, and I keep going back to it, and it's not, you know, you're not pleading for supporters to, you're just saying, have a look at us. Tuesday night, we have four 19-year-olds across the pitch. You know, we're not trying, let's play young kids. We're not trying to say, you know, we're not making any type of excuse. What we're saying is, get behind the team now. It's important that you support that team. And ours do. Don't get me wrong, I'm going down a road here. I find it's not, we have great support. You know, even Tuesday night, we give our supporters in the first half nothing to cheer. Yet we changed that second half, and I think that was pleasing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, have you seen perhaps since that first half, and maybe in the last day or so in training or what have you, that there is some light at the fact that some of the problems that you have right now, even perhaps only in a small way, goal scoring, you can improve on that over the course of the remaining 12 games of the season?
Well, I'm a great believer when you set your team out, you look at your team and think where you're going to get goals from. You know, and we have options, like, with all due respect, we'll bring Sam Aird back in and we'll bring Sam Togwell back into the team, which everyone agree, but they're not going to score goals. Because the record says they don't score. They're good players. There's no criticism of it. You know, so what we must be careful about is when we set the team up, who is going to score a goal? You know, at the minute from set plays, we don't look like scoring. And that's a disappointment because we've had great delivery. Connor Townsend, some really good balls and good quality into the box and we haven't scored. You know, so all aspects of the game we're just looking to improve on. You know, the easiest thing is to sit and stay on the negatives of what we're not doing and what I do know this morning, yesterday, anything we do from that game on Tuesday night has been positive. It's been about showing the players goals they've scored. It's about letting them score in training. It's about having that feeling of putting the ball in the net.